You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Filippo Voltaggio, and you're tuned in to Life Changes. And talk about life changes. Financial changes are some of the biggest changes that people go through, whether it's financial wins or financial losses or financial stability or financial instability. It's a big deal in almost everybody's life, if maybe not even everybody. So we are really glad to have this guy on the show who's going to be able to help us through with so many of the issues, good and bad and otherwise. We've got Eric Tippett, who's going to be on. He's a speaker, he's an author, and he's a coach with over 20 years in the customer relation management industry. And as I was perusing his book, which, stay tuned, we're going to have Eric's giving a special offer to the listeners, the book To the Top, by our guest Eric Tippett. As I was perusing it, I couldn't help but to think about a guest, or rather a client that I just took on last week. And it's interesting that here was a man who was very big in the medical industry. And he was an executive, and I say was because he decided he was going to change careers, and he just couldn't stand where he was anymore after 20-something years. And just left it all together, and then came to see me saying, help, literally saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't think I'm going to be able to do anything at my age. Nobody's going to want me, and all of these negative things. And so amongst getting to know him and getting to know his story, getting to know his background, I asked him a couple questions. I asked him what makes him happy. I asked him things like, what has he learned in his life that is good? What has been good about his life? What has been good about his career? He had a hard time answering these questions and didn't get very far. He came up with one or two things. He'd be scratching his head. And then he finally said, I don't get it. What does this have anything to do with me finding a new career? And I said, let me ask you this. Can you name 10 medical pieces of equipment? He said, I can name 100. And I said, go ahead and name 10. And they came out within a minute. He named over 10. And he said, I think that's 10. And it was actually more. And then I said, okay, can you name your employees' names that you work? And he started to go through that. And they were all at the tip of his tongue. And I said, okay, remind me again some of the good things that have happened to you in this life. And he paused and couldn't think of anything. And I said, okay, so I would like for you to be able to have those kinds of things present in your mind, in your consciousness, and for you to be able to relate with what's good in your life, with who's done good with you and for you, and you've done good for people you've helped, people that have helped you, things that you like, things that you love, things that make you happy, those things to be present right here and now. And he said, again, how does this help me with getting a job that I'm going to be happy in and that I want to do? And I said, knowing the answer, of course, I said, have you hired anybody? And he looked at me like, are you crazy? Yeah, like hundreds of people, if not thousands. And I said, okay. And have you ever had anybody working for you? Yeah, Filippo, like, aren't you listening? And like hundreds, if not thousands over the years. And I said, okay, great. When was the last time you hired somebody with a negative attitude? Never. I would never do that. I said, when was the last time you hired somebody that didn't know who they were, who didn't know what they liked, who didn't know what they were about? He said, well, why would I hire anybody like that? I said, when was the last time you had to talk to an employee about their attitude in the workplace or about how their life outside of work was impacting their work all the time? And I said, okay, who would want to hire a person who doesn't know who they are, who doesn't make them happy, who doesn't have a positive attitude? And how can you have a and I didn't need to finish. I get it. Wow. Never thought of it that way. I'm that guy. Yeah. And so the attitude was a really good place to start. And I said, I promise you, we'll be working on all the rest of the stuff. As a matter of fact, I'll probably be telling him to go and buy To the Top by Eric Tippett. And that'll help me in my coaching with this particular client. How perfect that this is all aligned. So when we come back, we're going to be talking to the man himself, Eric Tippett, right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back. I am Filippo Voltaggio. Our guest is Eric Tippett. He's a speaker. He's an author. He's a coach. He's had over 20 years experience in the customer relation management industry. He's worked with top companies like 3M, Procter & Gamble, the Boeing Company, and the list goes on and on, of course. And he has worked with companies that and he's appeared on TV shows, including Good Things, Utah Fox, Business News on ESPN, ABC, NBC. You probably know the guy. And if not, you will after this show, and you'll want to get into his book, To the Top, and you'll find out Eric's got a great offer that he's going to offer to the listeners today. So welcome to the show. Without further ado, our guest, Eric Tippett.
Filippo! What's happening, Filippo? Hey, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me on today. And well, everybody listening, thank you. There's a million other places they could be. And I appreciate you guys spending a little bit of your time to listen in on the show today.
See, now with that attitude, I'd hire you.
Hired. I love it. You know, I was listening to your intro, and that is a really interesting story of just somebody needing a pattern break. I think that's the biggest challenge for most people today, is we get so ingrained in our day-to-day lives that we don't stop to look up and really see, is there something more going on? Is there something more for me? Is there some way that I can get back to passion in my life? And you created a pattern break. You were able to show him. It's kind of, you don't know what you don't know. Show him that. Have you really looked at maybe some places, some things that you haven't looked in your life? And he discovered it, and good for him. That was very enlightening. So thank you for that.
Yeah, well, thank you. And not only good for him, good for so many that are going to be impacted by him as he gets this, because as you know and you teach, we all affect each other. And so the more we can tune in, whether it's financially or with our attitudes, the more we other it's contagious.
Absolutely.
And let's talk about some things that can be contagious for all of us to change. We could all learn and we can all grow always. And so one of the things that I focused in on when I was perusing your book To the Top, I saw choose your attitude, your commitment, and your momentum. Can we talk about that real quick, Eric?
Absolutely. So about 7 years ago, I created a program called The Expense Tracker. And I really built it purely for myself, that I was finding just managing money. It's like, where did my money go every day, every month? And I built it for myself, then kind of expanded on it, and it expanded out to family and friends. And one thing I noticed as I would go and talk to people about money is how most people talk about their money in a lack or a negative way. You know, I'm not making the money I was hoping, we're coming up short, why can't I do this? Why is that person so lucky? Why can't? I look at them and I go, if you feel broke and poor and not empowered by your money, how are you ever going to go build more money and attract money to you? And so I talk a lot, and you'll notice in the whole beginning of the book is about your mindset. That was the biggest thing that was an absolute game changer or tipping point for me, was understanding that my mindset was really holding me back, or it was pushing me forward. It was helping me every day understand why things were happening to me and continue to happen, versus just being able to work on that every day and start to see the positive and start to feel a sense of abundance and prosperity and grateful for things, how just more grateful I became and more things happened in my life. And so really you'll see in that beginning of the book, the whole mindset is really helping people start to understand that they do create their own reality. I mean, your life is exactly the way you've designed it to be. And if you're not going in the right direction, it's creating that pattern break and understanding why maybe that is, and stepping back and starting to look at the laws of life of, you know, actions, consequences of why things are happening and why things are not.
You know, Eric, to me, this is probably the most important thing ever. And hopefully a little later, we'll get into how do we get out of the debt trap, which is something that keeps people down and in a negative place and mindset. But before we get into that, if people are in debt, if people don't have a job, if people are on the brink of ending up feeling like they're going to lose their car or end up on the street or something like that, really, how can you change your attitude about that when reality, quote unquote, looks like you're pretty bad off?
To me, it's who you're surrounding yourself with. That was the number one thing that I've noticed for myself, but I also noticed clients that I work with, is it's who you surround yourself with and the support system that you're providing for yourself. And so if you look at in debt, or you look at, hey, I've lost my job, or it just looks like I'm going nowhere, what I found is that the more I can go and surround myself with either success or people that are in a positive state of mind, I always noticed that those things were contagious and would, lack of a better word, rub off on me. I started noticing that things were happening in my life that I couldn't explain. And then second was one thing, you know, going back 10 years, I had partnered up with a young lady that was a hypnotherapist. And at the time, nobody understood what hypnotherapy was. Whenever we would go to events, she would start to explain what she does, and people would go, "Oh, geez, is that like a witchcraft? Is that like magic? What are you talking about? And is that woo-woo stuff?" And it was really until The Secret that we most likely everybody's heard of really starting to understand the mental aspect of what you attract into your life, that people started to go, wow, you know, this really does make me feel better. It makes me start to feel like I'm going in the right direction, and things are starting to happen for me. And so I loved what the secret was doing. But one thing that I just wanted to make sure that people understood is you can have the right mindset, but you've also got to go take action. If you're not taking action, you're just sitting back on the couch and you're eating potato chips and you're visualizing I'm going to be a millionaire. Come on. There's the laws of life. You've got cause and effect and you've got actions and consequences. And I really get in the book of talking about how you design that life that you've wanted, how you start to look at things that you're doing and it's not getting you to the point that your goals, that dreams and desires. What do you do about that? And how do you take action?
That's a really good question. And I bet you know the answer. So when we come back, Eric, we're going to talk about tactics and tools as you talk about in the book and speaking about the book To the Top. When we come back, I understand you have an offer for the listeners. So we'll be right back with our guest, Eric Tippetts, right after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeitel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
So we're back, and our guest is Eric Tippetts. This is Filippo Voltaggio on Life Changes, and I can't think of anything that is more life-changing than this financial conversation that we are having with our guest, Eric Tippetts, who is a lot of things, of the book To the Top. And so, Eric, what is the offer that you wanted to offer the listeners about the book?
My big thing, especially surrounding finances, is really give people a chance to engage with the book, see how it's had an effect on their life, and share that. And so with all of your audience, if they go to my website, www.ericTippetts.com. They can actually get the book for free. I'm going to do a 30-day offer to where they can go to the website. All I ask is that they share it in some fashion on their social media, like a Twitter or a Facebook, and share it with others. And let's all get connected and kind of lock arms here about helping others start to, and again, To the Top is really about what my talk might be is different than somebody else's. So they can get the book there for free.
Yes, thank you. And that's a great offer. And I'm going to be sharing it on LinkedIn, come to think of it. I don't share on that enough because I think it's so businessy, but this, what could be more businessy than this? So, because I know that this is not only good for individuals, but small businesses and big businesses alike, and families for that matter. Actually, just before the break, we were talking about attitude, mindset, and all that. And so when you mentioned The Secret, and it reminded me that I know that there are some games out there already. Games, that means that it's down to that consumer product already that are mind controlled. You can just sit there and you can think things into happening and they'll happen on the screen. So where certain things are showing us how how life works. Well, here, what could be a better example than to think something and have it happen on the screen? How could we not think that the way we're thinking about money or the way we're thinking about our life or our job in a negative way, let's say, is not manifesting in front of us?
Yes, that is the reality. I mean, I wish it was different. And most of my clients that as they come to me and they have an incredible life and they come because there's an emptiness. And it's because, nobody's sat down and really helped them start to build that mindset of positive and abundance and prosperity and really that gratitude attitude.
Please go on.
And so that was really making sure that people start to get into that mindset to where they really can break through a lot of the boundaries that hold them back. But then understanding, and especially this book, the one thing that you mentioned earlier, I mean, finances is something that whether you like it or not, is typically what people think about every day. Mm-hmm. And it's something that stresses them out. It makes them sick. There's diseases and things that are a result of the stress that it can create. And so this book is really about, let's get you in the right mindset that you really do feel an abundant mindset. You feel wealthy. I think that's a major confusion that people have is what is rich or versus financial security. And everybody talks, I want to be rich. It's like, you know what? Rich is living a life worth living. It's being passionate. It's loving others. It's sharing your happiness with others. It's about family, friends. It's your purpose. It's your legacy that you want to leave. Financial security is great just to have that to where you can do some of the things that you want to do. But again, you've got to start to take action and finances. You've got one thing people need to start understanding is you need to look at your money. You need to understand and have a relationship with your money. And people either have a great relationship or they have a really bad and poor relationship with that money. And it keeps kind of going towards one or the other direction. And so giving them the tools to really start to engage with that money, see it, start to manage it, start to grow it, and start to maximize it.
Eric, I know one of the phrases you like to say is ignite your earning power. So what are some of those tools and tactics that people can use to ignite their earning power?
Awesome. Well, number one, I always tell people is most of us have more money than we realize. We just don't know where it goes. So one thing that is an absolute eye-opener to most people is giving you a tool, and that's why the expense tracker is giving you a very simple tool to immediately see where your money's going. It actually creates a spending plan for you based on how much you bring in each month. And so it literally is turnkey of setting you up to see where your money's going. And I noticed the biggest excitement is when somebody realizes they're spending $200 to $500 in places that they didn't realize. It's almost like a little instant raise that they start to feel empowered and engaged and in control of their finances. The second is tax strategies. I'm a huge believer and I'm passionate about entrepreneurship. I think everybody should be an entrepreneur and really finding the things that you're passionate about and going and sharing those with others and building your little empire, building your little business that you can feel passionate about. And so I talk a lot in the book about tax strategies of why do the rich keep getting richer? It's because they understand that money makes money. Money compounds. If I take a dollar and double it 20 times, $1, $2, $4, $8, after 20 times, it's over $1 million. But I take that same dollar and I double it 20 times with taxes taken out, it equals a little over $17,000. $17,000, $1 million. And so here you got people that are working day to day, struggling paycheck to paycheck, but yet they don't understand there's a different way. And we're all hearing it about the Buffett effect. Why is Warren Buffett paying less in taxes than his assistant? It's because he understands that if I keep more of my money on each paycheck and I go and invest that and put that into a business and running a business, that it makes me more money. And so I'm really trying to get into the tactics of how do I manage my money in simple and look at it. Then how do I take that and how do I start to keep more money, which is a raise on my next paycheck? And now how do I go invest that into making more money, but starting off with the right mindset to do it? And literally that's why in the book I wrote it very methodical in really looking at step by step of starting with the right mindset, getting into intellectual prototyping, which is something my father taught me when I was a young boy, as far as you can't just make huge changes. It's too big for people. They get overwhelmed. They get, my gosh, it's too much work. I can't do it. But intellectual prototyping is how do you look at a big problem and how do you, or a big challenge, and how do you break that down into little teeny pieces that you work on throughout the day? And what you find is within days, weeks, you've actually created a complete change in your life. And I really get into that with the intellectual prototyping.
You know, I tuned into one of your mantras, which was slow and steady wins the race. And I personally could hate that. But at the same time, if I make the analogy of like, if you plant a seed and you know, you want it to flower, you know, if it starts to germinate and that stem comes up and you try pulling it up to, you know, hurry it along, you'll kill it.
Yeah. That's society. We live in a blur, and society tells us what we should be. And, it's once you start to realize, you know what? No, I'm not. I'm my own person, and this is what I'm passionate about, and I'm going to go make a difference. And it's once you start to understand those things and you start to work towards them, it's not a race. Everybody wants to get to everything, to the finish line so fast, not realizing that when the finish line, you've got older gentlemen or older women that are in their later stages of their life and looking back and going, wow, it was the journey. It was all those ups and downs. It was all those amazing connections and experiences that I had with these people. I mean, you really hit it. We're all connected. And it's once you become a conscious person and start to be present and understand how beautiful people are, it's amazing how just that connection and smiles that people have and the amazing experiences you have when you start to look at things that way.
And we have so many examples, and I'm so glad that you're talking this way about all of this, actually. But this point in particular, we have so many examples of people that as they get ready to pass or after they've quote unquote made it, they look back and they say, if I had known I would make it, but I wouldn't have my family's love or support, or if I would have missed my children growing up, then I wouldn't have done it this way. I wouldn't have wanted this much success. I would have rather had. And so the part of the journey, the success could be more balanced, and you're much about balance.
Oh, I'm a huge, huge believer in balance. You have to have it, or else what you'll find is you will get to the end and look back and go, I missed it. I missed it. How did I miss this? And I say a lot of times you work hard, but you play harder. And what it does is it gives you the ability to step away and start to look in and what's important in your life. And you start to realize that the quality of life, I look back at, you'll notice in the beginning of the book, I tell kind of my story. And 22 years ago, broke. In today's standard, broke, a living paycheck, living in a little studio that, it's funny, you'd walk in and hit right into the couch, or right into the bed. The bed was halfway in the kitchen. But I look back and I go, wow, the quality of life. I lived by the beach. I could jump on my beach cruiser and go right along the beach. I was living. It's that we get into what society thinks we should get, which is you got to go to school, get a good job, make money, and then get to the end of your life and life will give to you. You know what? We're finding that a lot of times that's not happening. And I think once people start to start each day and start to look at all the beautiful things that's happened and all the happy times that they had and all the things they're grateful for, you start to realize, wow, this is a quality of life. And it's not going and waking up each morning. I mean, our minds are a computer. I mean, we basically look at every listener on here. You probably sleep on the same side of the bed. You probably get up, you go and do the same thing in the morning. You probably drive to work the same way. You come home the same way. You do a lot of the same things. It's that pattern break of stopping and going, all right, what can I do to be better? How can I drive every day to be better than yesterday? And how can I affect people? I think if everybody just understood, if you just made one person smile today, if you could just affect a positive in somebody's life today, imagine everybody doing that and how incredible the world would be.
Well, you just made me smile. And so, but your quota is not done. I think you've set yourself a really high bar. When we come back, there's so much more I want to talk about, but there's one thing in particular that I want to focus on just for a moment, because it seems like it's really big for you. You talked about the smile. If people go to erictippetts.com, Eric, TIPPETTS.com, if you went there right now, if you're on your computer, if you go there right now, not only can you take advantage of Eric's offer of for the next 30 days, those of you who are listening, you can click on and get to the top, Simple Everyday Steps to Succeed Financially, a book by Eric. You can get that, technically for free and technically not, because he's asking if you could share it and share your experience with it on social media. But you can also see that as you go down the website, he's got 48 awards won. He's got this ticker thing going on. 56,780 clients worked with, and 74,399 hugs given. When we come back, I want to know about those hugs with our guest, Eric Tippetts, right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorotheyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back. This is Filippo Voltaggio on Life Changes, and we've been talking to our guest, Eric Tippetts. We've been learning a lot. We've been laughing. We've been growing together, and we're changing lives together. Actually, this is what Eric is focused on day in and day out. And before the break, I encouraged our listeners to go to erictippetts.com, T-I-P-P-E-T-T-S.com, and check out not only the offer for the book To the Top, that Eric has written. And also, I didn't mention, but there are other products there. There's so many other things. You can see them on video. You can see pictures. You can see them on magazines, you know, all the sexy stuff. And there's also the expense tracker. Eric's mentioned it a couple times, but it's something that he says he created for himself, and then it grew into the families, to his family. And now anybody can have it if you go and click there and learn about it and learn how to get it. But you'll also notice that he has so far given, this has got to be a rough estimation, I think, 74,399 hugs. Eric?
I love it. So you're going to crack up. So every event, I always carry around a journal. People laugh at me that I carry around a composite book. And every event that I go to, I document. And again, it's documenting this journey. I love it. I'm happy. I love the experience and connecting with people. And I'm a hugger. I'll just get that right out front. I love hugs.
I'm a hugger too.
Yeah. When you hug somebody, there's just this amazing energy that connects the two of you. It's sensitive. It's something that is, if I had a drug that I was addicted to, it's hugs. I love the way it makes me feel. I love the way it affects other people. And so that was going through, To the Top was 3.5 years of writing. And I've been all over the world. I basically lived in Shanghai for almost a year. I continue to go back to Southeast Asia and speak at events almost monthly. And what I've realized, looking back in all the composite books and writing down, that was an estimate that I came up with of how many hugs typically I give at every event, and just documenting. That's kind of probably a pretty close estimate.
That's an awesome thing, actually. I just to think about that, and to think if we're not, if people aren't close to how much, to having given that many hugs, maybe they've got some catching up to do.
You're gonna have people walking around giving themselves hugs, and you know what? I'm all for it.
Does it work that way? I don't know, but okay. And you actually, Mark actually posted something recently, and I don't remember exactly because I wasn't really focused on it, but I thought, hey, that's cool. And in our busy day, I kind of just kept going. But he posted something on Facebook, and I was trying to look for it while you were saying this, because something about the longer you hug, or after 15 seconds, oh wait, here it is. Did you know that a 20-second hug releases the bonding hormone and neurotransmitter oxytocin, which is nature's antidepressant and anti-anxiety?
I love it.
There, Mark, it is.
You rock. Hey,
thank you, Mark.
I think I've given Mark more hugs than he's ever gotten from anybody.
That's why he's doing so good. That's why he's doing so good. And there's actually something else that I just saw today that I thought was absolutely clever, and I didn't know we would be we would be talking about this, but some taxi driver, I guess, posted something. He's got a book, and it says, if you're happy, please write down what makes you happy in your life. If you're not happy, please read through the notebook.
Oh, it's huge. I love it. I love that. It's getting back to understanding. Let's put it this way. I think if everybody went in and threw their bag of problems, everybody looks at themselves. They're always scrutinizing themselves. They're always like, oh, I don't have this, or I can't do that, or why can't I do this? If we all threw our bag of problems in the middle, I think most people would go grab their own problems and run away and go, man, I'm doing really well. It's recognizing and starting to realize. I mean, look at, there's happy things, there's positive right around you. Stop looking through it and start recognizing it. We really do need to start to live more of a present life and start to feel those things that you see, that you feel, you experience each day, because you never know. I mean, I do not watch the news just because I just don't like that negative coming into my mind. But it's amazing how many times you'll hear somebody waiting at the bus station and suddenly the bus goes out of control and their time's gone. And so don't waste a day. There's people that are, I mean, what if you didn't have arms? What if you didn't have legs? What if you were homeless? What if? So it's one of those things that start to recognize, I've got this beautiful body. I've got arms. I've got eyes. I can see. I can hear. Start to look at things that you've got, people that don't have that comfort, but yet they're happy. And I think once people start to recognize those things and how we can really help others start to recognize that, wow, what a beautiful place to live in.
Wow, what a beautiful thing to say. And I can't think of anything more beautiful to end on. We've shared about the book, we've shared about the software application. People can go to erictippetts.com, TIPPETTIS.com. And Eric is E.
Actually, TIPPETTS.
Oh, did I misspell it? Okay, so ERICTIPPETTS.com. You're giving away the book if people will share on their social media. And so for the next 30 days, they can take advantage of that, get to learn not only more about you and your story, but how they can change their world financially. You're amazing.
I'm not amazing. It's surrounding myself with amazing people. I mean, just like this, I mean, you're doing amazing things and helping people start to look at a much bigger thing, a much bigger place, a much bigger dream than they typically would. And so I appreciate you. Mark is a dear friend. I appreciate you guys for even letting me be on here. This is an absolute pleasure. I'm excited. I get passionate about connecting with the listeners, excited about helping be the biggest cheerleader of those successes that your listeners are having.
So, well, Eric, right back at you, and I look forward to meeting you in person soon. And save me a big hug, will you?
You know what? Actually, I already hugged the screen, so I've given you a
right back at you. Right back at you.
You got it, brother.
Thank you so much. Continue having a fantastic day.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much, Filippo.
Thank you, Eric. Well, the pleasure has been ours, and we're going to be right back after this with our producer's wrap and Mark LeJour right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
We are back, and this is our producer's wrap after such an exhilarating interview with Eric Tippetts, and certainly a lot of fun. He says he trains people for success. Well, I believe.
You can tell. You can feel it in his energy. You can hear it in his attitude. Eric is truly one of the most positive people I know.
Mm.
And we've been blessed with a lot of people around us and a lot of positivity, and people are, you know, at various points on their journey. But Eric is contagiously positive. And it's not a shock that he's had the success that he's had, that he's bringing the information forward that he's bringing, that he's affecting people both in their financial relationship, but more importantly with their self-relationship. And also that ability to share love, to hug it forward, to live in a loving and positive way, and yet do so with a successful mindset.
You know, one other thing that is said of him is that not only is he an author and a speaker and a coach and all that, but he is a global thought leader. And actually, the global thoughts that he shared with us and the listeners, that because some of the financial stuff are the current game that's going on financially or that's happening in this particular part of the world, and maybe in Tibet they don't all apply exactly as he might outline it and whatever, but at least it does work for a certain number of people. But the global thoughts that he shared about positivity and the focus and the hugging and all that stuff, that's worldwide.
Well, and I think if you take the kind of the Western definition of finance out of it and you replace it with kind of a new world definition of money, which is energy, then all those rules apply.
Yeah.
You know, his rules for financial success are obviously applicable to looking at money as energy and how it, you know, ebbs and flows in your life.
Yeah. I'm thinking here how you just took me into a whole other thing, applying it to energy. So, you know, being good to people and being happy and all of that, reinvesting that energy in oneself, investing in other people. If we take the money aspect out of it, it takes you into a whole other stratosphere.
It takes you in a whole stratosphere. And or you look at the money aspect as a result of those actions as opposed to a catalyst for. You know, so many people are in a money first mindset,
mm-hmm.
and we've all been at various points along that journey. And I think, you know, Eric causes you to stop, take a look at where you are on that journey, take a look at your mindset, take a look at your relationship with money, and then I'm suggesting that you look at that as a relationship energetically, and that money being money flow being a a reflection of where you're at energetically, and then it's taking, you know, his principles and the knowledge that he's suggesting in to the top and applying those to yourself, to your life, and to, you know, everyday actions.
And we kind of started off the show with knowing who you are or what makes you happy and all that, and I loved how I can't wait to get into the part of the book where he talks more about his life and how some of this came to be. But I love how we talked about being in a one bedroom or whatever studio apartment where you open the door and it hit the bed practically, and that the bed was halfway in the kitchen or something like that. And at first I started to think to myself, oh no, this is an awful story. And then he said, but I was right on the beach, and I would spend my time outdoors and on the beach or whatever it was he said, and all of a sudden it came, it was a happy story, and it reminded me that I know people that have a lot of that thing called money, and they have these big offices and whatever, but they'll be working at the little desk or on the kitchen table just so they could be close to their families, right? Or just because they don't want to be locked up in that big, beautiful office or whatever. And so the reason why we do things, what makes us happy while we're also pursuing money or pursuing our careers, it's a balance.
Well, and that's, you know, it reminds me, you know, of the glass half empty or half full analogy. When he's talking about the bed, it's you know, it's half bed in the kitchen or a whole bed in the kitchen, you know, there's always two different ways to look at things. And you know, I've spent a lot of time in Jamaica, one of the places that I've been able to travel some. And one of the things that I took away there, when people ask me why do you like it there so much, and what really impacted me was that seeing some of these people. Yes, there's an impoverished part of that country, like there is with every country. But some of these people were coming out of or emerging from corrugated box homes with giant smiles on their faces.
And singing.
And laughter and singing.
Yeah.
And I had to take a moment to look at the juxtaposition of that attitude in that space, that state of mind, versus a lot of people I've watched walk out of very beautiful homes with not such a good look on their face, definitely not singing, and you know, certainly not in the same state of happiness, and maybe not as connected with their family.
I was at a resort in Jamaica and came out of that where people were complaining that this was too cold, or that this was too hot, or this wasn't good enough, or the hotel wasn't clean enough, or the resort wasn't clean enough, whatever, and complaining about the drink at the pool that was served to them. And then yeah, you go into the towns and you see these people, and it's like, how do you smile?
How do you smile is a good question. And I think that's because they're finding their happiness from within, as opposed to attaching their happiness to without, you know. And you know, some of these countries, until the marketing machine got in there, didn't have the definition of happiness associated with what they were wearing or what they were living in, or their definition of happiness was how are they spending their day, how much laughing, how much singing, how much dancing, how much time near the beach, even if it's just half the bed in the kitchen. And I think that's part of what Eric is saying here. And everybody has a choice in their daily lives to take a closer look at where they're at in that relationship with, you know, their daily selves, their daily actions, and then looking at how that translates financially.
I just can't let this go. You brought up Jamaica, and it's reminding me that it's one of the countries that has the largest population of literate people in the country, and yet it's also it's not one of the richest countries in the world. We know that, or one of the richest islands or whatever. But interesting how so many people have so many opportunities, and so many people are not literate in this country even.
Well, and then again, you know, you go back down to maybe they're not valuing the opportunities the way that we value them, and yet the happiness is there. And so is that literacy translating to success as we define it, or is it, you know, is it translating to happiness and wealth in other ways? So it's a really interesting discussion. And I think this all kind of melts together into what Eric started to say, and how he lives his life, and what to the top is in terms of mindset and attitude you know, looking at that bag of problems, and realizing that, hey, it ain't so bad, it could be worse, and making the best of what you got, and then allowing that attitude to translate to success. But success, yes, financially, but also that is inclusive of these, you know, real elements of wealth and happiness.
Love it. And maybe while he was living out there on the beach in that studio apartment, he was saying, hey, life's a beach.
Maybe he's probably said that once or twice.
This has been great, and thank you, Mark, for having a friend like Eric. I never had a friend like Eric, but I feel like I do now.
You do now.
All right, and you all do too. Our friend has given us access to his book for the next 30 days. Those of you who could take advantage of of it at erictippetts.com. Feel free to and share it as you do. And with that, a big thank you to Eric, a big thank you to Mark for bringing him in. It's always a pleasure being here with you all. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. Change the world.